Oh, I'm going to get on my soapbox for one brief moment and make a slight tangential diversion, please. Math and music. Math and music. It would seem, then, that the Greeks said that music is math and math is music. No, no, no. That's not what they're saying. Indeed, I am asked all the time. Here's a question I get constantly, and it's asked with a question mark at the end, but with such aggressivity as to make me aware that this is not a question that wants an answer. Yes, music's like math, right? And my response is, wrong. Here's another question I get asked. Bach's music is like math, you know, Johann Sebastian Bach, right? Wrong. Bach's music is like Bach's music. Now, I know what these questioners mean. They hear in Bach's music an order, a logic, a control, a disciplined rightness that they associate with arithmetic sums and algebraic equations. But saying Bach's music is like math is like saying that human beings are nothing but about $5 worth of chemicals with some water thrown in to stir the pot with. This may be true, but it is reductionism at its trivializing worst. By saying the human body is nothing but $5 worth of chemicals, we're saying nothing about wit. We're saying nothing about intelligence, wisdom, imagination, spirit, awareness, and soul. And these are also part of the essence of what humanity is. These are inexplicable, but we can't take them out of the formula. Here's another one I get all the time. I've read studies that correlate music and mathematical abilities together. Einstein played the violin. Okay, sure, Einstein played the violin, but I would tell this person who made that statement to me that Beethoven, notwithstanding his grade school education, was never able to do any more than add simple sums, subtraction, multiplication, division, completely outside his ken. Does this make Beethoven a bad musician or a stupid person? No. We simply don't want to take these correlations farther than they should go. Listen, let us not trivialize either music or mathematics by attempting to render them equivalent. They are what they are, but they are not the same. Please, off my soapbox and back to the Greeks. The Greeks recognized the power of music to heighten the expressive meaning of words. Indeed, goodly portions of many Greek dramas were apparently sung, a fact that was to have a terrific effect on the thinkers and composers of the Renaissance some 2,000 years later. Let's listen to some Greek theatrical music. This comes from Euripides' drama, Orestes, and it's a section of music we call the Stasimon Chorus. Now, Euripides wrote the tragedy Orestes about 408 BCE. Very possibly, Euripides himself composed the music that the chorus sung during the course of the play. Now, the surviving fragment that is the basis for the performance we are about to hear comes from a papyrus that dates to about 250 BCE. So this is a papyrus that was copied out about 150, 160 years after Euripides would have written the play and maybe even the music itself. What we're going to hear is a stasimon, an ode or a commentary sung while the chorus sung in its place at the orchestra, that semicircular rim between the edge of the stage and the benches of the spectators. Now, quickly, the story behind this Stasimon Chorus from Euripides' Orestes. Please, Orestes is about the house of Atreus, the family of Agamemnon, a very screwy Greek family indeed. Please, I would remind you that Dad has been at Troy for over 10 years on an extremely extended business trip. While he has been away, his wife Clytemnestra has been bad, and her current boy toy is a gentleman named Aegisthus. In any case, Agamemnon returns, Clytemnestra and Aegisthus plot and indeed carry out the death of Agamemnon, thus infuriating Agamemnon's surviving children, among who are Electra and her brother Orestes. Electra and Orestes plot the death of their mother and her lover, and indeed Orestes kills them both. In the Stasimon, that we're about to hear. The chorus of women of Argos implore the gods to have mercy on Orestes, who, 6 days before the play begins, murdered his mother, Clytemnestra. He had plotted with his sister Electra to punish their mother for her infidelity and the murder of their father, Agamemnon.